USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The only thing on President Biden's agenda today is hosting a screening of the movie Till that will take place in the East Room at 5 p.m. Eastern. Yesterday, Biden slammed Republican budget plans to a pro-union crowd.
Speaking to the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Maryland Wednesday, President Biden said legislative plans coming from the Republican side of the aisle are harmful.
It would add more than $3 trillion to the debt over 10 years. $3 trillion.
He said the GOP is committed to extending Trump-era tax cuts and cutting Medicare and Social Security.
If anyone tries to get rid of Social Security or Medicare, I will veto it. That's the Republican dream. I'm their nightmare.
Biden said his budget plan will strengthen Social Security and Medicare and cut the deficit by $2 trillion over 10 years. I'm John Schaefer.
The Justice Department has stepped up work in recent months on drafting a potential antitrust complaint against Apple Incorporated. The investigation into whether Apple has a monopoly power that it abuses began in 2019 when enforcers have escalated their efforts in recent months, with more litigators now assigned to the case and new requests for documents and consultations with companies are moving ahead. Six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan is celebrating his 60th birthday tomorrow. Jordan is celebrating by making a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The thankful organization says it's the largest donation ever received from an individual in the organization's 43-year history. A man accused of trying to steal a catalytic converter in Palmdale, California, was killed Tuesday when he was run over by the SUV he was stealing from. It happened in a store parking lot. A woman was sleeping in her SUV when suspects began sawing off the catalytic converter. The sound startled the woman, and she immediately drove away. After feeling the bumps, she stopped and called 911. Three others were detained. The suspect died at the hospital. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Six Flags Over Texas officially has a new roller coaster. The Aquaman Power Wave ride will open March 11th, just in time for spring breakers to hit it up in Arlington, Texas. The Aquaman ride will be the park's 14th roller coaster ride and the first to open since the Joker in 2017. The money spent to replace California Senator Dianne Feinstein could break records. Democrat strategist Steve Maviglio says it's going to be an expensive race that could cost between $50 and $100 million.
Because it's so expensive, there's not too many people that can raise it.
With Adam Schiff, Katie Porter, and 72-year-old Barbara Lee eyeing the seat, Maviglio thinks the candidate pool is strong.
There's no clear frontrunner, and that's going to lead to a lot of money spent and a lot of exposure to voters over the next more than a year.
After nearly three decades in the U.S. Senate, Feinstein announced this week she would not seek re-election next year, but would finish out her term. If Feinstein decides to step down before her term ends, Governor Newsom would have to appoint a replacement. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Governor Ron DeSantis on Wednesday signed into law a bill to expand a state program used to relocate migrants from anywhere in the country to sanctuary cities. DeSantis and Republicans are calling out the president for his failed border policies that have led to a major influx of illegal immigrants from around the world. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.